Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Qasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
All right, welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim, and our guest today is AJ Morton. So AJ, if you want to go ahead and introduce yourself, tell us where you live and what you do for a living.
Yeah, sure. So I live in San Diego, California, and I run a review group for business mentorship programs in the fitness space called FitPro Mentorship Review. It's kind of like a Yelp for business mentorship.
Awesome. So how did you get the idea to start this business?
So I've been in fitness for 14 years, and kind of in the first quarter of that, sometime in 2015, I was living in Chicago at the time with my wife and kids, which is where I'm from. And I had my own fitness business. And I was looking to go online, like a lot of people, you know, have been doing it for the last 10 years or so. And business mentorship was just kind of started to be a thing, but there really was really no place where you can kind of check that out. You know, like you didn't know who was good. You didn't know who wasn't good. And so by that time, you could really only just use your Facebook feed to find, you know, people who you already follow who happen to be doing business coaching. And so I started following this kind of smooth talking, fast talking British gentleman. And I liked what he had to say. You know, he was living this great life. He was living in Spain and working remotely and helping people lose weight and helping, you know, coaches like myself go online and live the dream. So I was very attracted to that lifestyle and the idea of that. And so I was messaging with him a little bit. I got on a call with him, and keep in mind, like, we didn't have any money. Like, we were not established yet, you know, two kids in Chicago, the downtown. We were, it was an expensive time, and we weren't making a lot of money. So regardless of whatever mentorship cost, it was going to be more than we had. It was going to go on credit cards. And I got to the end of the call with him, and he's like, okay, you know, to move forward with me, it's going to be 8K. I'm like, okay, that's a lot of money. I don't have it regardless. But let me get off the phone, talk to my wife, and you know, I'm sure she'll be on board and we'll be good to go. And he said, if you get off the phone, it's 12,000. I'm like, okay, like I don't have the money anyways, 8,000, 12,000. Like, I got to talk to my wife. I'm going to be like divorced if I don't talk to her and make this investment anyways. So I need to talk to her. So I got off the phone, talked to my wife at the time, and you know, she was like, yeah, of course. Like, if we're going to make $10,000 a month, which is what the promise was, and we can, you know, go online and have this great lifestyle for our family, then great. Like, it's worth it. So we signed up with him. I put it on a bunch of credit cards, and the deliverables were just like really, really bad. I think I got like a 90-minute just video that he sent me every week in an email that I had to kind of consume on my own. And there wasn't a lot of support that I could get from him because he was in the UK. And so time zones didn't really work out that well. And I didn't really get that much out of it, besides being fire hosed by a lot of information. And I really wanted to learn like how to coach people really well. And that really wasn't a part of the program. It was just kind of like high ticket selling people into something that I wasn't really prepared to deliver on. So I messaged him. I said, hey, you know, this is not what I thought it was going to be. I paid you enough money. Like, I'm out. And I got out of the situation. I was like, you know what? Had there been some sort of like place or, you know, app where I could have gone and done some research before hiring this person and maybe read some reviews, maybe talked to some former students or clients of his, I might have made the same decision, but at least I would have been more informed about it going into it. And I was looking around on Facebook, looking around on Google, trying to find like a Yelp situation of the fitness business space. And I didn't find one. And so I was like, you know what, I'm going to start this Facebook group just so that other people can hopefully, you know, be saved of the time, money, and energy that I, you know, wasn't so fortunate to save. I started the Facebook group, and it was just a big hit. Everyone like really wanted and needed this safe space to talk about mentorship before hiring them. And that was kind of the birth of it. And what's so interesting about it is because when I opened the group and people started leaving reviews, and I was the first one to leave a review in that group, a lot of people followed, leaving their really sad reviews of business coaching programs, but also including the one that I had just been in. And so then I realized I wasn't the only one who had this issue, that this was like a really big issue in the fitness industry and with the mentor that I had currently just hired.
Right. Yeah. So, of course, you don't have to mention names, but I'm curious, is this guy still doing coaching or no?
I was actually just recently informed he had taken a long break, and now apparently he is back. And look, I'm all for like people improving upon their services. I hope that I wouldn't hire him, but I hope that if someone were to hire him today, they would be getting a much better product and service than what I got, back in 2015. So I don't hold any grudges. Like I love right. that this prompted me to start a whole new avenue in my life and really be able to impact the fitness community in a way that I probably wouldn't have had the opportunity to if it didn't go that bad.
For sure. Yeah. Everything happens for a reason. So I guess in terms of your Facebook group, like how have you grown? Like, how do you promote and get in front of people? I mean, obviously I think even, you know, I'm not sure when you started, if you can just mention that too, but like, I feel like now growing a Facebook group is more difficult than several years ago. So.
Yeah. So when I started it, you couldn't run ads to Facebook groups. So now I actually think it's easier, but my group grew entirely organic for the first like 4 or 5 years of growing it. People be talking about it in all kinds of groups and forums because there's nothing really like it. And business mentorship, as you know, in the fitness space is a really big popular concept. So anytime someone's like, hey, I just started out in fitness and I want to go get a business coach, someone from my community would be like, hey, you should go check out this group. You know, this guy, AJ, you know, created it. So most of it was organic. And then over the last few years, I've kind of on and off been running ads to it because now that Facebook has made it easier to run ads, it's been much easier to grow the group. But I've just been posting, you know, people's gratefulness for the group in, you know, on my social media. So on Facebook and on Instagram, and it continuously gets mentioned in other groups without me having to do anything. The most interesting thing I think is that most people now find my group on Reddit, and I've never been on Reddit before. So I don't even know how that's happening or who's talking about it, but I appreciate them so much. And so Reddit's probably the biggest the biggest source besides ads right now as far as people being able to find the group.
So how do you make sure, I think ads can be tricky. That's interesting. I didn't even know that you could run ads to Facebook groups, but I guess it makes sense. They've probably seen some ads. So how do you make sure that the ads are like relevant for your actual audience?
So we're only targeting fit pros. So we are, you know, targeting people in the fitness space. Luckily there's lots of Facebook groups and avenues that you can go to kind of target those kinds of people. And I've built, you know, I've been doing this for a long time. So I have email lists and you can kind of like use those email lists to build audiences and to be able to market to a similar crowd of people. But yeah, that's how we've been able to run the ads and make it so that the people who do join the group are fit pros. And I'm still a one man show. Like I don't have anyone who helps me do this. So I actually vet every person who applies to join the group. I check out their profile and make sure they're not a business mentor or staff of a business mentor. And I actually make sure they're in the fitness industry so I can allow them in the group. And so I don't feel like they're going to try and come in and message my members or sell anything to people, which they're not supposed to be doing.
For sure. So what would you say is the biggest challenge you face in your business today?
I think one of the biggest challenges is that I think there's so many, the messaging in the business coaching space and in the guru space is so grandiose and so like overly positive and like, oh, building an online fitness business is easy. Building a business is easy. Like, and so I find myself having to reset people's expectations and tell them the realities of the situation, which people really do appreciate. But I kind of find myself as like the hard truth teller in my community, because I really have to let people know that, hey, this is a long game. You're probably not going to do anything spectacular in 12 weeks. Most people don't. It's definitely possible. But chances are, like with me and you, it's probably not going to happen over the next 12 weeks. I always tell people it's going to take a considerable amount of time of going all in on something to really figure out whether it's going to be, something that you can continue to put your time towards or not. And that's a hard truth for a lot of people to take.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think it's like, you know, like a lot of these courses where, and that's the challenge, right? I think even today, you know, fitness space or not, where people are like, to your point, saying, oh, like they're, you know, presenting this like lavish lifestyle, making it seem so easy. And they might have gotten there, but it wasn't easy. And it took them time. It didn't happen overnight. So it's like they kind of leave out, you know, lots of details. So that's definitely a challenge.
Exactly. It's a huge challenge. You've got to set expectations.
Oh, awesome. So I guess like in terms of, you know, like in the group, right? So if you can maybe talk more about like how it actually works, right? So if somebody's in the group, are you typically like posting in there often, or are people posting in the group saying, hey, like, you know, I'm looking for advice? Like, what does the flow look like for like a member in the group?
Yeah, so any and all the above. I mean, we definitely have members who will post, say, hey, I'm looking for some help, you know, growing my facility, or I'm just starting off online, I'm not sure where to go. And people and myself will chime in as far as being able to kind of guide them. There's also just reviews and testimonials, whether it's in video format or long form written format about people's experiences in various programs. So you can essentially use the group search bar and find, you know, information on mentorships, products, services, and things like that that you're interested in. And being able to do research like that before hiring someone is absolutely invaluable. But then there's the other portion of the group where I'm actually going out and I'm vetting mentorship programs to find ones that are actually doing a great job and are delivering on the promises that they're making to the fitness industry. So I actually will go out, make a contact, interview them, kind of like you and I are talking right now. And if it feels like a good connection and I know their reputation's good from talking to past clients and current clients, I'll actually get access to their program to vet it for the deliverables to make sure that the deliverables that they are promising are actually within that program. They then drop me into their support communities so that I can make sure that the support that's promised up front is also being delivered on the back end. And then I bring them into my community for them to give a pitch-free, value-first training on just something that they feel like they do really well. And so I've accumulated this group of trusted mentors that I would trust with my own money to help guide the various fit pros who come into the group looking for different service providers. And I kind of guide people towards them because their data is just undeniable. They have the best track records in the community. And I could just trust that they're going to take really good care of members of my community.
So essentially, do you have like a webinar with those people, or like what does that look like?
Yeah, so I'll just have them come in and we do a Zoom like you and I are doing, and we'll live stream it into the group, and they'll just kind of jam out, you know, on their whiteboard, or they'll just talk, or they'll create a presentation on various topics. We have over 70 free trainings in the group now across various topics like Facebook ads, you know, DM conversations, sales scripts, DM sales, phone sales, all kinds of things that people can learn from, content creation. So a lot of things that people can get value from. And if they like the value, then they can also choose to maybe book a call with that person and see if they're able to even help them more with their business.
For sure. So in terms of like Facebook messages, I'm sure maybe either you or people in the group have like run into this challenge of Facebook like flagging messages when you send too many. So how have you navigated through that, especially because Facebook is like a main source for you?
Yeah, you know, I've actually never been flagged for sending too many messages. The only thing I've been flagged for is, and I don't have any bots or anything like that, but I'm just very quick in my responses. I've gotten limited in how quickly I can respond because I respond very quickly in the group. And so that's the only thing I've run into, but I haven't run into anything that's really disrupted my messaging. More so like being able to comment on posts. I can still add friends totally fine. So I'm not sure where that's happening or why. I think that's typically bot related, or if you have some kind of automation in place that's doing it
Right.
like, you know, impossibly fast, or if people are like reporting your account or anything like that. But I do everything myself. I'm always super genuine. I like don't have any ulterior motives. I'm generally trying to help people. So maybe there's something to that. I'm not sure.
For sure. So obviously now we're in a new year for 2024. So like, what is the vision for you? Like, what are you trying to accomplish this year for the business?
Yeah, so this year, I'm trying to bring more and more value into the community just by finding other you know, mentors and fitness business coaches who are doing a great job. So that's always my mission. But I want to be able to create more impact, and I want to guide more fit pros towards more business coaches who I know are going to serve them really, really well and get them you know, the businesses that they really want to build. The newest thing that we're working on, we actually have a partnership with a fitness startup. And you know, a lot of people come into my group and they don't have any money, they can't afford anything, and they need money. And they can't even afford mentorship. And so what we've done is we partner with a fitness startup who is taking on those coaches, and they're kind of offering them a sales apprenticeship. And so they'll they'll teach you sales and they'll put you on staff and have you working on their leads and selling their leads, and they'll actually pay you for it. So it's a really cool opportunity to be able to provide income for someone when they come into my group, and either they've been jaded because they got, you know, screwed over by a mentor, or they're just young and unestablished and they don't have a lot of money, and that's what they need to fuel mentorship or, you know, pay their bills or other aspects of their business. So by being able to offer them a job is like the coolest thing for me that's happened in the group in a really long time. So that's more of that is what I'm hoping for 2024.
That's awesome. So what would you say is like the one biggest piece of advice that you wish you knew before you started this group?
I wish I knew that like the people that you're seeing most of online who are just getting in front of your face with ads are probably the people you like should be working with the least. Most people are just kind of full of shit. And you really have to do your homework when it comes to this industry and business coaching in general. And I want people to be careful. You should absolutely be skeptical. But I always say, like, you know, I've lost over $30,000 at this point in bad mentorship. I'm still not jaded. I still really truly believe that mentorship is the fastest way to, you know, to be as successful as you want to be. But you do have to do your homework. You do have to find the right one that feels good to you, that feels like they're on the journey with you. They're not just taking your money and then you don't talk to them again. Like they're like the Wizard of Oz or something like that. Like you should be able to have access to these people throughout your time with them.
Understood. So if we're going to have this conversation again in 1 year from now, where do you see things going for your Facebook group and for your business?
A year from now, I'd like to add, right now we're like 5,600 members. So with my Facebook group, I'd like to add like another couple thousand, I would say. It would be great if I could be at about 8,000 by the end of the year. I'd love to be able to have I have this big extensive resource section in my group. I'd love to have a resource library that was more organized for my members. I think I'm going to be working on that. But if I could just really give people, you know, the proper guidance and alignment to get in front of more mentors, that's really what I'm trying to do, because once they go that route, they'll be able to build the businesses that they want to and have the lives that they are really seeking as fit pros.
That's awesome. So if somebody watching this wanted to reach out to you, like, do you mind sharing your website or group, or I guess like best ways to get in contact with you?
Yeah, not at all. So I'm on Instagram. It's just AJ Morton. I'm on Facebook also as AJ Morton, and my group is called Fit Pro Mentorship Review. So you can feel free to reach out any of those places and I'll get you access to the group. But I'm very, very available on all those platforms. So just shoot me a message or join or make a request to join the group.
Awesome. Well, AJ, thank you so much for your time today.
It's been a pleasure, Dan. Thank you for having me, man.
Thanks. All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.